fabulous to be with you this evening, and congratulations, Lord Willetts, on becoming chair of the foundation. Can I say what a delight it is to be here this evening at the Royal Society for this particular occasion, and I'd like to thank the Foundation for Science and Technology for bringing myself and the Secretary of State together to discuss areas of shared interest and ambition in our respective plans for economic growth and prosperity. I was delighted to be reappointed to this brief last week after 2 years in the role, not least because I think that the Secretary of State and I have forged a strong friendship and alliance in terms of viewing the development of the economy of the UK and the Welsh economy through the same lens. And I think also, you know, we've been able to work across political divides. And it must be said, sometimes it's easier to work with politicians in other parties than it is with your own. I think the outcome and the fruits of our work can be demonstrated by the UK industrial strategy and the Welsh Government's economic action plan, which are incredibly well aligned. And it has to be said, they dovetail perfectly with regard to the role of science and innovation. I think it's worth saying on my part that visiting the Society is also an awe-inspiring reminder of the UK's history of scientific excellence. And some of the Society's current fellows who hail from Wales highlight some of the very best examples of Welsh scientific endeavour. We have Professor Howell Thomas's work on the complex movements of heat, liquids, and gases through soil. We have Professor Dame Jean Thomas on macromolecular biochemistry, and Professor Robin Williams's pioneering work in semiconductor physics, advanced electronic devices, and nanotechnology, laying the basis, of course, for the strengthening compound semiconductors that we see apparent in South Wales today. There's also Professor Alan Davis's research on the development of nerve cells and Professor Graham Hutchings for his seminal investigations into gold catalysts. And of course, Professor Sir Martin Evans of Cardiff University, a Nobel laureate for his discovery of embryonic stem cells and their characteristics. The work of the Society's fellows and other scientists is helping to drive forward developments in technology which have the potential to transform the way that we live, the way that we work, the way that we trade in the years to come. And these technological developments represent huge opportunities for countries with the means to seize them. And I, for one, want to make sure that Wales does just that. Wales is already home to some of the most innovative, some of the most dynamic, and some of the most exciting economic activity anywhere in the world, from the international centres of aerospace engineering and nuclear energy expertise in the north to cutting-edge innovation in metals such as steels and also marine technology and automotive production in the south. Our economy is a base for scores of globally recognised firms and entrepreneurs doing things with skill, with precision, and with quality that is of an international standard. These innovations, and probably more important, the people that stand behind them, are also helping to grow and enhance the reputation of Wales around the world. And I'd like to see us build on these strong foundations to grow Wales's reputation for excellence, for innovation, and for quality. Now, last December, I launched the Welsh Government's Economic Action Plan, setting our vision of inclusive growth based on foundations of supercharged industries of tomorrow and productive and cohesive regions. We placed research, innovation, and skills at the very heart of that plan. We did this because, as a Welsh Government, we recognise these as critical components for driving growth and prosperity in our economy. And importantly, I wanted to signal my strong commitment to working with the UK Government, with Greg, with Alan Cairns, the Welsh Secretary, and other Whitehall teams, where it is right for Wales and for our economy. We are two different governments of two different political stripes, but our commitment to work together to grow Wales's industrial and science base is a shared one. There are very clear synergies between our economic action plan and the UK government's industrial strategy, in particular, between the Welsh government's calls to action and the UK government's grand challenges. And we'll continue to work with the UK government on the industrial strategy in a manner based on mutual respect for each other's responsibilities, one that builds a constructive and highly productive partnership. The Secretary of State and I have been in regular contact as we work closely together on areas where the Economic Action Plan, where the UK industrial strategy have shared goals. We said that we must exploit and commercialise new inventions, encourage new discoveries and innovations, and work together to improve the performance of the Welsh economy, which of course aids the wider UK economy's prosperity. We both, I think, have some foundations for this work, and as one of the most successful countries in the G8, the UK research base is recognised as a world leader. We know that this brings with it trade growth, exports, high-quality research, and draws significant inward investment to these shores. These are all elements that add to the UK's soft power. Wales has an established history of leading and supporting cutting-edge research and innovation, and we must continue to invest and take a strategic approach to funding research and innovation in Wales. The 2012 Welsh Government policy on science saw the launch of the Science for Wales strategy, which reflected our intention to grow Wales's research and development base. It set out the ambitious Welsh Government programme, Sir Cymru, which means Stars Wales. For any film buffs, Star Wars is translated as Sir Hrefel. It's a programme designed to accelerate Wales's efforts to grow a globally competitive science base. And it succeeded because of a unique partnership between the Welsh Government, the Higher Education Funding Council for Wales, our higher education institutions, and the Welsh European Funding Office, also, of course, the European Commission. Investment up to now of some £100 million has secured more than £131 million of competitively won research funding, attracting 12 world-class research chairs and their teams from over 100 fellows and from 28 countries, from Canada to China, from New Zealand to Denmark. That Sir Cymru has become a successful international brand, I think, is evidenced by its recent influence on the design of UKRI initiatives, the Rutherford Fund, for example, and also the Future Leaders Fellowships. Now, whilst securing just 2% of the UK's total R&D expenditure, Wales, since devolution in 1999, has grown the volume, the quality, the impact, and international research reach of its research base, and we are now the most efficient of the UK countries at converting relatively small levels of funding into highly regarded research. The Research Excellence Framework back in 2014 showed that Welsh research was now holding its own within the UK higher education sector, and it must be said beyond. 77% of all Welsh research submitted was assessed as being world leading or internationally excellent, with almost a third rated as world leading. 86% of Wales's universities' research was judged to have an outstanding or very considerable impact on the economy, on society, and culture. In terms of the field-weighted citation impact, Wales has outperformed the rest of the UK and many similar-sized countries internationally who spend similar amounts or indeed much more on research. And in 2016, Wales obtained the highest international collaboration share across all UK constituent countries, with nearly 70% of its publications involving co-authors from beyond Wales. As you all know, research and innovation are complementary activities. Our programs of investment in innovation are making their mark. Though we need to do more, the level of Innovate UK funding secured for Wales has risen significantly from £3.8 million in 2011 to £18.4 million in 2016. The 2018 UK Tech Innovation Index shows that the clusters in Wales, together with the southwest of England, have significant strengths across a range of sectors, including AI and digital, clean growth, and advanced manufacturing. Wales was ranked as the top region of the 2017 Strong Innovator grouping in the Regional Innovation Scoreboard, and on balance is performing more than 19% above the EU average. But of course, we must remember that Wales' small research base is vulnerable. Wales secures some 75 to 85% of its total EU funding for research and innovation from EU structural funds rather than from Horizon 2020. And Brexit will bring an end to this significant stream of Wales's overall R&D investment, with significant consequences for our country's national programme of research and innovation, capacity building and support. The UK remains the most regionally unbalanced economy in Europe, and in a post-Brexit context, it's absolutely vital that we do see the rebalancing of our economy, which is at the heart of the UK industrial strategy, just as rebalancing of the Welsh economy is at the heart of the Economic Action Plan. Britain has many areas that have never fully recovered from deindustrialisation. Wales, too, has many communities that have never recovered. Many that remain trapped with poor infrastructure, with low investment and relatively poor skills. The productivity of most of these areas has lagged behind that of London and the South East for a long time, creating an imbalance that is increasingly unsustainable. According to the Industrial Strategy Commission, the future performance of the UK economy will be held back by this high degree of regional imbalance. And I'm conscious that such regional disparities are wider in the UK than in any other developed Western European nation. Such regions could provide some of the untapped potential for the British economy to grow a stronger economy and fairer society for all. The industrial strategy has rightly made place one of its five foundations of productivity improvement. The Welsh Government's new Economic Action Plan and its commitment to regional growth and a new sharp focus on the foundational economy have the potential to complement this approach, but at the same time, respect the different responsibilities of both governments. We in the Welsh Government have been clear that in leaving the EU, Wales should not lose a penny of the structural funds that it currently receives to support economic growth in some of our most deprived and most challenged communities. I hope that the new UK-wide Shared Prosperity Fund that is currently being developed will respect the devolution mandate and enable continuity of these funds for Wales over the coming years. The Welsh Government has also been clear that it should maintain control of replacement funding for structural funds so that it can maintain and hopefully surpass our research and innovation performance to date. We'll be publishing a report in early spring setting out how Wales, because of its recent strong contributions, can make further progress in the coming years. And we are incredibly keen that work is done in partnership through early engagement, through strong collaboration, and also through strategic planning for the long term. Working together, we can address some of these big issues that we all face, both for the benefit of Wales and for the rest of the UK. Now, Professor Graham Reid's recent review highlighted that while the research and innovation ecosystem in Wales is strong and includes strikingly successful examples of university business collaboration and research impact, the research base does not currently have the scale that is needed to deliver to its full potential for the people of Wales. So we want to see Wales secure more research funding in future, and the Industrial Strategy Challenge Funds, I believe, offer a crucial opportunity for this to happen. The level of competitive R&D Innovate UK funding secured for Wales has been rising pleasingly to £18.4 million, as I've earlier said, and the compound semiconductor catapult award of £50 million over the next 5 years via Innovate UK will see the creation of a national compound semiconductor R&D centre of expertise and the first catapult to be headquartered in Wales. The catapult will focus on helping businesses turn the new materials developed at the Institute into applications for new products. Alongside partner match funding, this will result in a total £150 million investment. And since 2016, the Industrial Strategy Challenge Fund has seen 36 successful projects from Wales, including the Active Building Centre under the Transforming Construction Grand Challenge, which has been awarded a total of £44 million. It harnesses the long experience and cutting-edge buildings as power stations, technology know-how of Specific and the Sir Solar team at Swansea University. And our success continues with Welsh-based businesses and research organisations winning around £8 million of funding during wave one of the challenges. For example, the Advanced Therapy Treatment Centre with £1.6 million awarded to Welsh partners, and this will play a key part in the translation of groundbreaking therapies benefiting many, many patients. The consortium includes the Cardiff-based business Trackle, which is developing scheduling and tracking software for advanced therapies. Smaller awards have been made in wave one to Hexagon Inhibitors in Swansea to develop an environmentally responsive self-healing coating. Also to Picofluidics in Cardiff for surface engineering and coating of polymer templates. And also to Metaphor in Cardiff for virtual reality aids for ultrasound-guided needling. Now, I want Wales to grow its share of new UK research funding, and I want to promote greater awareness of Wales's research and innovation, to cultivate and develop stronger bilateral relationships between governments, academic institutions, and organisations with an interest in science, innovation, education, and skills. The recommendations from Professor Graham Reid's review of government-funded research and innovation in Wales will help when fully implemented, but there is more that can and needs to be done to ensure Wales gets its fair share. We are seeking to recruit, for example, dedicated staff for our Welsh Government Office for Science. They'll be based at our London Welsh Government Office, only yards from the Bayes Department on Victoria Street, and will be dedicated to forging stronger links with innovation businesses, with research bodies, and with key UK government contacts. They'll also communicate more strongly the good story that we have to tell, not just to Britain, but to the rest of the world, reinforcing the message that Wales is most certainly open for business and has a range of research areas and technologies where we are preeminent and where we have the right people working in them. We have begun to engage with individual research councils and also with UKRI on future funding programmes and streams of activity. This is with a view of providing them with greater awareness of Wales's research strengths and strategy to grow representation. And we've also been working with the UK government, industry and academia in developing sector deals. For example, our support for the nuclear sector deal recognises the current importance and future potential opportunities for the industry in Wales. The deal will build upon the considerable investment made over many years by the Welsh Government to support the development of the sector in Wales and the broader supply chain opportunities arising from it. We're also working with the UK Government on the development of the National Supply Chain Programme to ensure that small and medium-sized businesses in Wales are able to benefit from the Wylfa Newydd Supply Chain Plan. So in conclusion, Wales is doing better than our resource might suggest in terms of research, innovation and business support, as well as in technology infrastructure, projects. We're clearly contributing a valuable input to the UK performance, but we are also very clear in saying that more needs to be done. Partnership working and collaboration is therefore even more critical to succeeding in what are very uncertain times. And I, for one, am looking forward to working with you. Thank you very much. Diolch yn fawr.